Research suggests that friendships and social connections are important for maintaining mental health. Many of us formed our most enduring friendships at a time when we were quite vulnerable, the first semester of college. For those who arrive on campus knowing few, if any, other students, researchers say there are two strong predictors of who will end up becoming friends. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
On the day of his 19th birthday, Bipin Sen got on a plane in New Delhi and flew to Chicago to start an undergraduate program in engineering. He'd already determined his major. What he didn't know is who he'd live with once he arrived.
I had never been to the States, never been to Chicago, and knew no one in Chicago.
At some point during the long flight, he exchanged glances with another passenger, a guy about his age. And turns out once they arrived, they bumped into each other at the university housing office.
16 hours later and 8,000 miles across, we had our first words of exchange. He was also an incoming freshman. He was in a different program. And just after talking for a few minutes, I asked if he wanted to just be roommates for the semester.
Lots of friendships begin with these chance encounters. Layla Holtzman and Sally Hoffmaster met 25 years ago when they were assigned as freshman year roommates at the University of Virginia. Layla recalls her first impressions were that she and Sally were not so similar. Layla says she's short, and Sally?
She's really tall. She's 6 feet tall, and I remember being amazed by her height. And thinking that alone made us really, really different.
And Sally says their personalities were different, too.
I was extremely shy, and she was definitely more outgoing.
In both these cases, what drew these friends together in the first place were proximity, being in the same place at the same time, and a common race or heritage. So are these two factors really enough to spark a friendship? Bruce Sacerdote, a researcher at Dartmouth College, says the answer seems to be yes.
I think having that shared background and that random chance meeting certainly have big impacts on who your friends are, and I think have also big impacts on who you marry, where you live, what you do.
Sacerdote explains a lot of sociology research points to this proximity or distance effect, including his own study. He analyzed the volume of email exchanges among students on his campus and correlated the number of emails with factors such as race, hometown.
Whether you went to a private or public high school, what fraternity you were in, and distance, your freshman year distance, which is by and large randomly assigned here.
And you found that this race and distance seemed to be
huge.
Critical. Yeah,
right. They're the big determinants.
Of course, things such as interest and hobbies are also important. It's pretty common for friendships to be fluid. And clearly, students of different races do mix on campus. Once Bipin and his roommate developed a wider, more diverse circle of friends, they branched off in different directions. But in the case of Sally and Layla, they became each other's rock. Sally says Layla helped her come out of her shell a bit. For instance, when they'd walk down the campus quad, Sally used to look down at the ground because she was too shy to make eye contact.
You know, I'd be walking with her and she'd, like, hit me in the stomach and remind me to, like, you know, look up.
And connect with people. Sally says it made her realize that Layla had her back, that a best friendship was evolving.
We tend to like people who kind of make up for some of the deficits we see in ourselves or help us kind of grow in ways that are not our strengths, so... Yeah, I think that's very typical.
That's psychologist Greg Eales of Cornell University. He says college roommates have a lot of FaceTime, which can help develop trust and intimacy.
There is something about those relationships you can form in college. It can be lifelong sources of support.
Layla and Sally say 2.5 decades later, they're still best friends. And Sally says when she meets someone new today, she has no problem making eye contact at all. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.